strict cases, the achleikim depend on national maybe the harma, the omel, called the olam, the as yesh logim, what the hezber cases shayla is. Kipshuta, you could understand it. The lashon of maishno would be a little bit mashma that way. That Tosis doesn't know which one is a better psak. As Tosis is asking, why sometimes you say one, and why sometimes you say the other one? Tosis is not asking, why over here don't you say Koldan and Babak? Tosis is asking, maishno, why sometimes you say one, and why sometimes you say the other one? As the Fizet Taisis is Kibush Neim Shavim, Nechatesi, why sometimes one side, sometimes the other. The Taisis Rosh, Rakram, and the Ramban, when they ask the Kasha of Taisis, why don't we say Kol Dalam Gavar in our Mishnah? As Bidivrayim is Revur, that they understood Misvara, that Kol Da'olam Gavar is Zichur better than Yachloiku. As the Ikesh Shaila is, why don't you say Kol Da'olam Gavar in the Mishnah? The Shaila is, why is Kol Da'olam Gavar a better Pesach than Yachloiku? What's the Pshat in the Rosh? As in the Rosh, in the Hemshech, is Nevuah and the Hezker. The Rosh says, what's Taka the reason why we say Kol Dalam Gavar? It's bothering the Rosh. What kind of a din is that? Fight it out, and whoever's stronger gets it. As of the Rosh, there's a Svara behind it, that the one who's the Bailim will be Moisa Nafshay Tvei. Because Kol Dalam Gavar is a way of coming to the MS. As Kivin Shekain, Halta Rush, that Kol Dalam Gavar Be'etzim is better than Yachloiku. Yachloiku is, we don't know what to do. Chetzi, Chetzi, Kilu Pshara. But Kol Dalam Gavar, the Kivun is, it's showing us who really is the Bailin. As there's a mile in the Psak of Kol Dalam Gavar. As a Mela, the Shaila is we should say Kol Dalam Gavar in our Mishnah. That's the way the Taisis Rush brings down the question. Yeah. The Das Ramban, we'll see if he holds like the Taisis Rush. Maybe there'll be another Hezbollah like Kol Dalam Gavar. It's a better Psalm. As Kodim Kol, what is the question of Taisis? As Kipshuta in Mishnah, which one, why sometimes you say one, why sometimes you say the other, Shneim Shavim, we don't know why we do one and why we do the other. The Taisis Rosh in the Ramban is Mavur Chiddish, that the Shaila was that we should say over here Kol Dalam Gavar, Misvara Kol Dalam Gavar is better. What's the teretz of Taisis? V'yesh leimar da'ich sin shani, v'choshev kilu kol echod yesh lo ba'a b'vadei ha'chetzi, danan sadi, d'may d'tofes, hai, d'day. As Taisis answers, that we only say yachloiku when there's a muchzik b'chetzi, anan sadi b'chetzi. As this Taisis needs beer, but before we're masber this chelik of Taisis, first we want to learn the whole Taisis, and then we'll come back to this chelik of Taisis. As Shitas Taisis in the Mishnah is the oichsin is dafka. The only time you pass in yachleiku is mishum oichsin, because when two people are oiches in something, as the muhzakai says that kol echad is mekabel chetzi. That's what Taisis says. Masha'en came by Ha'u Arba, there's no Mukhzakais. As a Mela, you say, Kol Da'olam Gavar. This is the Teretz of Taisis. In Taisis, in Baba Basra, on Dav Lamed Dalid Amid Beis, is a big Hashlama to this Taisis. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, the Olam should learn the Taisis, Baba Basra Lamed Dalid Amid Beis. Taisis over there brings down the Riva is Cholik on this Teretz. And the Riva says, Oichsin is Lav Davka. The Chalukah of the Mishnah is even without Oichsin. And what's the Hezber of the Riva? Like we saw in Rashi on Dav Ches, that the Chalukah in the Mishnah is Midin Mamen Amutu B'Safik Cholkin. It's not Mishur Muksa Kaisis. You don't need the Oichsin to make Chalukah. What's the big Rai of the Riva? from the Gemara on Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara on Gimel Amid Aleph is, there's a tzir of Mana Shlishi, a Mishnah, that if one person was mafkid $200 and the other person was mafkid $100, it's a one person, and the Shomer doesn't know which one was mafkid $200, that's Mana Shlishi, there's three manas, he's not sure who the third mana is. As the Mishnah over there says, the din is Yemuna Chachiyovoy Eliyahu. Frick, the Gemara, why is it different than our Mishnah? Then we say Chaluka. Frick, the Riva, if you learn that the Mishnah is Dafka Ba'oifsin, like the Pashas and the Mishnah Shnayim Oifsin Betalis, what is the Gemara ask? Must be the din of the Mishnah is even not by Oifsin. That's Tosis and Baba Basra, that's the Riva's Chaylik on this Terence. As Tosis over here is coming to answer the Shaila of the Riva on the first Teretz, which Tosis, the Rishonim, bring down, is the Teretz of the Rebbeinu Tam and the Rach. It's a Machlik is Balei HaTosim. The first Teretz is the Rebbeinu Tam, the Rach, Oichzin Shani. Aye, how could the Gemara compare it to Mana Shlishi? By Mana Shlishi, it's Biyad HaShomer. It's not Biyad, the Balei Dvarim, as they're not Muchzokim. As Emphatosis, B'chein b'mana shlishi d'metami b'gemar l'tales choshev arush anifgad toifes b'cheskos shneyem kihilu heim atzvam muhzakim. Being that the shomer is toifes b'shvel l'bailim, they are called the muhzim. The Tosis Rosh Shustels on this, the klal, yad shomer ki yad habailim. Being that the shomer is being toifes for the bailim, as therefore yad shomer ki yad habailim. However, yes, the Ritva Yishanim over here, and G'day Leach Reinim, the Evan Ezel, and others, that over here he's only holding it for one of them. Hare, one of them was Mafkid 200. The other one wasn't Mafkid for 200. As Klape the third hundred, meaning the Mana Shlishi, he's only a Shomer for one of them. He's not a Shomer for both of them. As how could you say they're both muhzakim? Haray, only one of them made him into a shomer. As klapi the mana shlishi, he's only a shomer. Klapi one of them, not klapi both of them. That is the big shaila. As there's two ways of answering it. One way of answering it is a little bit panabatish, but we're going to see it's heavy lumpus. In the Chidushei Haran and the Nemuki Yosef on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, they bring this Nidin down on the Gemara of Mana Shlishi on Gimel Amud Aleph. They are bothered with this question, and they explain because now that the Shomer doesn't know whose it is, as he can't do anything with the Pikadon unless both of them tell him to do it. The Moshe. If both of them tell him to sell it, he could sell it. But if just one of them tells them, he can't do anything. As being that he has a suffix, they're having a machloikis, whose it is, and he doesn't remember, he doesn't know, as now me suffix, he has to listen to both of them. Whatever both of them tell him, that's what he has to do. As he's tachas shlita shel shneihem. As therefore it's called b'cheskas shneihem. Thus is the Mahalach of the Rishonim. V'tzarech bir, cheskas l'choyra means I'm holding on to it. Just because he has to listen to the orders of both of them, why does it make it ki'ilu, they're holding on to it? The way we understand chazaka, kipshutai, is when someone holds on to something, he's a muhzik. Over here, he's only holding on to one of them. He has to listen to both of them. He has to hear what they're both telling him. But only one of them is holding on. What's the teretz of the Ran and the Nemuke Yosef? As over here, you see a big Yisroi. And Ramachon was miyased this and coined this with many rayas from Shas. That the Inyan of Chazaka could be created two ways. One way from physical holding, or another way when it's becheskas that it's yours. The stum of the milses we see you as the bailim, that also makes a gevissere chazaka. As being that over here, we see you as the bailim, because you are the one who we have to listen to tell us, and we see both of them as the bailim, As therefore, it's called Becheskas Shneya. That's what you see in the Rishonim. As his holding is Becheskas Shneya, because both of them are Mitzavim. He has to listen to both of them. As we see both of them, Ki'ilu Ve'a Tebayim. Thus is the Mahalach of the Rishonim. The Chedushe Yaran and the Nemuke Yosef. The Evan Ezel says a different Mahalach, and that's a Mahalach Rabbo Huber brings down B'Shem Reb Chaim. The Nachlas David wants to say it, and they say it with a Gevaldige Chap, based on a Gemara later on Dav Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara in Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph explains what's the tzir of Mana Shlishi. We're not talking about where on Sunday Reuven came and gave $200. On Monday Shimon came and gave $100. And then the guy forgot who gave what. No, that's not the tzir. We're not talking about where there were two different hafkadas at two different times. We're talking about the Gemara says Bekrach Echad. The two of them took $300 together. And they both handed him the $300 together. Kamuvan lefizeh, it's a little bit more muvan why he's making a mistake, because they both handed him together, 200 from one, 100 from another. Ibazei tainet Reb Chaim, and the Nachlas David, you could say Geshmak et Knech. Over here, he's holding it for both of them. He's not holding it for one of them, because both of them were mafkid by him together. As it's one hafkada from two of them. As he's the shomer of both of them together. He's a shomer on this $300 for the two of them together. Because we're talking about a tzir of krach echad. That's what the Nachlas David and the Evan Ezel, that's what they say, is Pshad and Taisis. That's why he's called Muxid Becheskes Shneim. Reb Chaim said it to answer a shayla of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Reb Chaim Brisker brings Rabbi Kiva Eger asks from a Gemara on Chof Ches Amid Aleph. The Gemara says that if there's a Moitzi Aveda, someone finds an Aveda, and two people give Simonim, this is not sure who the Bailim is. Two people know the Simonim of the Aveda. The halacha is yaniach, frek Rabbi Kiva Eger, that over there in that seer, why don't we say yachloiku? Hare over there, being that he's a shomer for the bailim, and it's a safik who's the bailim, as it's kilu he's oiches b'shvil shneim, like Taisus Bayos says. As according to Taisus Bayos, when he's Oiches Bishvil Shneim, it's Becheske Shneim, you should say Yachloiku. As why is that Halacha over there, Yaniach Ad Sheyavo Eliyahu? Hare, according to Taisus, when there's a Shomer holding it for someone else, you say Yad Shomer Ki Yad HaBayle, and you say Yachloiku, because it's Becheske Shneim. Zok Reb Chaim Brisker, Abul Afi, the way I'm learning up here, the Gemara and Lamed Zayin, the only way it's Becheske Shneya is because he gave it Bekrach Echad, it was one Hafgada from the two of them together. That's only by a Shomer that the two took one Krach with $300 in it and they handed it over together. As then you could say it's Becheske Shneya. But over there, where it's one Metzia that was lost, it's not krach echad. They weren't mafkirit by the moitzi aveda. They weren't mafkirit bechlal. He found it. They weren't mafkirit bechlal. As over there, it's not called becheskas shneya. Thus is the mucker of Reb Chaim to this teretz of krach echad. Pshuta, sounds gewaldig. This is malir. As lemaisa, there is a rishon which is meduyik like Reb Chaim. The Rabbeinu Peretz, when he brings down the Teretz of Taisus, that he says, the Shneim Ifkidu Ke'echon. Mashma, he means the Teretz of the Gemara of Krach Echon. As there's a Shena Maka to Reb Chaim in the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Peretz. However, there's a very strong raya from the Tur to Neged Reb Chaim. because it comes out another nafka mina ledina. The din of the Mishnah is sai by metzia and sai by metach umemka. Zok the tour in simin resh chof beis. If the moicher is holding on to the chafetz, what's the tzir by metach umemka? Two guys came into the store. Two guys gave money. The moicher sold it to one of them. They both wanted to buy it. And the shaila is, who did he sell it to? That's the tzir by Mekach Umemka. A zot the tour, when it's beyond ha-moicher, and the moicher is not sure who he sold it to, the halacha is yachloichu. Freg de Beis Yosef, aye, there's no shneim uchzakim ba. Tosis over here, and the Rosh say that the klalim of the Mishnah, when do you say chaluk, is when shneim uchzakim ba. In the tzir of moicher, it's not shneim uchzakim ba. Bishlema, if we're talking about it here, where the chafetz is in the hands of the lekeach, both of the lekeachims are holding on to it, both of the lekuchos, I'm sorry, are holding on to it, the chafetz. As then you have the tzir of the Mishnah. As before the tour, we could learn the tzir of the Mishnah is talking about where both lekuchos are holding on to the talis. Oh, but the Torah says a chiddush. We're talking about a tzir even when the moicher is holding on to the talis. As we have shneim uzakim ba, zak the base yosef. The Torah holds when the moicher sells something and the people gave him money, he's a shomer. What is he now? It's not his anymore. Someone bought it. As he's holding on to it, as a shomer b'shvil the bailim. As he's a shomer b'shvil shneim. And Taisa says, when you have one person that's a shomer b'shvil shneim, it's called shneim muchzakim ba. Ad kan divrei beis Yosef pshat in the Torah. So yes, a shayla. Tosis learned shneim muchzakim ba, and he answers that moicher is shneim muchzakim ba. If you learn like Reb Chaim, it's only by krach echad tzarich bia the Torah in the beis Yosef. Over there by moicher, we're not talking about krach echad. Muchach from the Torah that he learns like the other Rishonim, the Ritva and the Ram and the Nemuki Yosef, that the word is, it's Becheska Shneim, because now that there's a Sofik, he has to listen to both of them. As now he's holding it for both of them. Both of them are his Bailim. As that's why it's called Becheska Shneim. As we have Diyukim to a big Machlekes Rishonim, how to understand what the klal of Tosis is, why is the nifkad oiches b'cheska shneim? The chedushei haran, the nemuke yosef, chedus meduik in the ritva yushanim. The tour is mucha, that the pshat is because right now that he doesn't know for who, he has to listen to both of them, as it's called, he's holding it for both of them. It's b'cheska shneim, and the chayim, and the. And the Nachlis David are learning that we're talking about the krach echad, where you were mafket it together. They gave one chefs of $300 together. That's why it's called he's holding it b'cheska shnei. And we have nafkamina ladina mekach umemka, nafkamina ladina the gator, nafkamina ladina aveda the tzir of the Gemara Rabbi Kiva Eger and Daf Chof Ches. Okay, that's this chelik of places. Umishani the Hasam Vadai Chad Mina Lakach Mishani the Hasam Vadai Chad Minayu Veinach Luka Lachoilu Liesemes Vlakach Yehei Muna. Frek Rav Nochum a Shaila Mishan. And this Shaila is one like a Mafteach in Taisis. Mafteach means it opens up the Taisis. It's a key Shaila in Taisis. Why is Taisis going into the Klalim of Chaluka Yechoilu Liesemes? Be'ez Hashem, when we learn the Gemara on Gimel Amid Aleph that says the klal of chalukah yechayla liyesemes, as we should learn these klalim. Why is Taisis bringing it in the Mishnah on Be'ez Amid Aleph? What was the need in Taisis? When do you say chalukah? When do you say kol dalam gavar? Taisis said a great teretz. Chalukah muchzik, kol dalam gavar, not muchzik. Why is Taisis continuing and getting involved in chalukah yechayla liyesemes? So that's one thing. It's an eye-opener. You read Tosfos, many people, they just don't think. They just read. But Rav Nachum's teaching, think. What's it doing here? What's it doing? But Oid, Reb Nachum says, if you look well in Taisis, it's doch gewaldig. The Lashon of Taisis, it's meduyik the Teretz. Taisis says, Lokach Mishani, that when the Chalukah has to be MS. What's made Lokach Mishani? Lokach is Mishum Ze, we answer. The Teretz of Chalukah Yecholilis MS is because of what Taisis said before. It's no Sheiches. Taisis is explaining over there, there's a Muxik. What's Lokach Mishani? Meduyik in Taisis, that the only reason we can answer Chalukah Yecholilis MS is because Manashlishi is a Muxik. If Manashlishi wouldn't be a Muxik, the Teretz of the Gemara of Chalukah Yecholilis MS wouldn't be a good answer. As number one, the diak is lakach mishani. Number two, what's Taisis bringing here for? Must be it has a shaykhis. As what's the shaykhis? As Rav Nochum wanted to say, go yishmak. Zok Rav Nochum, there's two types of chalukah. Taisis and the Hava Mina learn chalukah is pshara, misafik. We don't know what to do. As why does it have to be yecholo liyasemek? Anyway, it's a pshara. We don't know what really happened. If we don't know what happened, as we're making a pshara, it doesn't have to be emes. As then you wouldn't say you need yechol elias emes. Oh, but because Taisus said that the chalukah in the Mishnah is because achzakina levadai shehishaloi, azok Taisus a cloud. When can we paskin that we're giving it to you because vadai shehishaloi? And it's Yechayil Elias Emes. If it's Eina Yechayil Elias Emes, we can't paskin Mishum Muxik, Mishum Vadai Shishaloi. Let's make Vadai Shishaloi Fisht Emes. Can't be half and half. As Lafizem Mosik Mitvash, the Taisis, which until now, Taisis just asking and stam talking. Taisis doesn't stam talk. What's Taisis bringing Chluki Yechayil Elias Emes? Boy, the Loshen Lakach Mashani. The Fize, it's a flow through, it's a binyan, it's a building. Being that Taisis said that over here, the chaluk is because vadai shishaloi, it's not midin safi, as a mela, therefore there's a chsarn of chaluk yuchal elias emes. Mea gishma. V'chein shnai madukim b'shtar, temedami lekamon emas nisa, mishon d'shteya madukim ba. Aleph, that's tanai number one, there's muksi. The chalukah yechol elias emes, but over there it's very shver. Why is the chalukah yechol elias emes? Bishleim over here, it's yechol elias emes, like the Gemara explains. Efshet tavayu higbiu adadi. We're talking about it here where they found it at the same time, as maybe they mamish lifted it up together. Up over there, why is it chalukah yechol elias emes? The efshet shepara lo yachetzi. Therefore, it's not called Yechayil Elias Emes. Aba ba'arba, aba gav de'efshe shihei shel shneyem, kimen dey mozakim ba habidina, kol de'olam baba. By arba, the chaluk is Yechayil Elias Emes. Aba t'nai of chaluk is not only chaluk Yechayil Elias Emes, you need mochsik. As it comes out of Taisvis, there's two t'naiim for chaluk. Muxik and Yechayil Elias Emes. Those are the Tanaim of Chalukah. If it's not Muxik, then you have Kol Dalim Gav. If he traces, why do you need Chalukah Yechayil Elias Emes? Mechayra the Kivun is Bezdin doesn't make a Psak. That's not Yechayil Elias Emes. The Chedush Aran says, Bezdin doesn't paskin something on the Chedush Aran and Dav Gimel. Bezin doesn't paskin something which is mechsi kishikra, which looks like sheker. As a bezin's paskin, it's vada his, and it looks to everyone, it can't be half and half. They wouldn't make such a result. Thus is the tesis. Ulisumpris. Avagav deimur zokim ba benachluke yechayil elias emes. Zok tesis, I just put down the klole asugya. When do you say chaluka? When? Aleph Muchzokim, Beis Yechayil Elias Emes. You come to Sumchis and you see not that way. Sumchas holds Mamin Amutal B'Safik Cholkin, even though there's no Muxik. What's Pshat in Sumchas? Zoktaisis, Hecha Di'ika, Drara D'Mamayna, Pirish, B'loi Tainya Seyim, Yeshafik L'Bezdin, Yach Loiku. Sumchis is machadish, there's a naya din chaluka. Is there svei dinim of chaluka? There's chaluka midin muchsik, and there's chaluka midin drara dimamayna. What does drara dimamayna mean? Beloi taina seyem yesh safik lebezdin. The safik gives it to both of them. There's a strong sad safik that it belongs to both of them. Something happened that makes a safik. Maybe it's his, or maybe it's his. As the suffix is a siba lechaluka, but that's only when it's a drara d'mamayna. Taisis means mashe ein kein in our Mishnah. The Gemara on Beis Amid Beis says it's not a drara d'mamayna, because without their tainas, there's no suffix in Bezdin. As in our Mishnah, you need oichsin. As a vazei, you know, yes. What's Taisis bringing in sumchis in the Mishnah? Taisis is bringing in sumchis because Taisis is being miyasid. When do you say chaluka? Klalei chaluka. As Taisis is being miyasid, is the shvei dinim in chaluka. Chaluka midin oichsin, chaluka midin sumchis, mamun amutal v'safik cholkin, and unzer mishneh is not sumchis. Now we appreciate Reb Nochum's diuk on ches amud aleph, not like Taisis. Rashi says that the chaluk in the Mishnah is midin mamin amutal b'safik cholkin, like Taisis over here. Taisis says you cannot have mamin amutal b'safik cholkin in our Mishnah. It's lav drara d'mamayin, and he's based on the Gemara on Beis Amid Beis. Rashi on Ches Amid Aleph is arguing on this Taisis. He's learning the chaluk in the Mishnah is not midin oichsin, it's midin mamin amutal b'safik cholkin kimay sumches. Frekt the chemdis shloima, a stark shailan taisis. Okay, I hear there's two sibis for chaluka. One is oichsin, one is drara d'mamayna. But why by drara d'mamayna do you make chaluka when it's eini yechayla liyas emes? Why is there a chilek clapping the din of eini yechayla liyas emes? Why by chaluka of oichsin, that's only when it's yechayla liyas emes? But chaluka of sumchas is even when it's eini yechayla liyas emes. Why over there don't you need Yechol Elias Emes? Meaning one chelik of Taisis of the Chem Nishleimai here. Over there there's a drarah d'mamayna as you don't need oichsin. As why you don't need oichsin, that tanai of oichsin of the Chem Nishleimai, that I understand. But the second tanai of Chluka Yechol Elias Emes, why should it be different than according to Sumchis? Abizok of Nochum, Oidapam, with the Lakach Mishani of before, is Mavur the end of Taisis. Taisis is Meduik. When is there a Chsar Nachluka Yechay Lias Emes? By a Chaluka of Oichzin. Because Bishum the Oichzin, we're passing Vadai Shehu Sheloi. We can't pass in Vadai Shehu Sheloi when it's Eina Yechay Lias Emes. Abasumchis is Chaluka Bali Oichzin. As we're not paskining midin vadai, we're paskining midin safik, midin jrara. And there's no tnai of chaluka yechayla liyais emes. As lefizah is not gevaldik, it's called lichtig, the taisis. That taisis is mavur from three makayas that the chaluka yechayla emes is a muchzik diga chaluka. And that's why it's here in the taisis, but not by jrara de mamayna, not by the other. Okay, as thus is the pshat, the mahalach, the kriya of Taisis. There's one shayla the kivega es alumdish shayla on the end of Taisis. Taisis in Baba Basra Lamed Hay says the machlekes of sumchis who holds mamun amutul b'safik cholkin and the chachamim that hold moitzi mechaveray olav araya is only when one of them is a muchzik. But when there is no muchzik, as the chachamim achoyle amoyde to sumchis. Aybazei freker mekiveger, in our Mishnah, habayu muchzokim ba. the Gemara on Beis Amid Beis says you don't have the din of the Chachamim of Amoitzi Michaveri Olav Araya when Tavayu are Muzakim Bachim. Azim Kain, why is Taisis only asking according to Sumchis? Hare, even the Rabbanon Amoide, when one of them is not a Muchsik, and when two are holding together, that you say, Mamun Amutal Besavik Cholkim. As why did Taisis ask the Kasha Dafka according to Sumchis? A lot of the Rebbe Kiva Eggers we're mentioning are in the blue Rebbe Kiva Eggers. Yeah, the regular Kovitz and Farshim Rebbe Kiva Eggers, they don't bring down all of them. And then we're mentioning this one is in the blue Rebbe Kiva Eggers because it's a Ksav V'Choysev. It's a new Sefer Rebbe Kiva Eggers. That's why for years they didn't have the Shiloh. Other Achleinim ask it, but now we have it. It's Rebbe Kiva Eggers Shiloh. L'choyer, the kivun to answer is balapatish. Enochinami, Tosis could have asked it in the Chachamim, but Sumchis says it lehedi. Zomelus, Tosis spoke it out in Sumchis, because Sumchis says the klal of Mamun Amutav Esafik Cholkin lehedi. Vavada Rebbe Kiva Eggers. Rather, Rebbe Kiva Eggers and Mafteach, we said Rashi learns the Mishnah, it's midin Mamun Amutav Esafik Cholkin of Sumchis. What do you mean? Ay, the Chachamim Achoylech. We have Rebbe Kiva Eger in the Mishnah the Chachamim Amoida to Sumchis Mamun Amutav V'Safik Cholkin, because that's Pshat in Rashi. Okay, this is the Pshat in Taisis, step by step by step. Okay, now let's come back to the beginning of Taisis. It's a very Yisaidis Diga Taisis. We started it before. Now let's go into it more and understand the Havon. Taisis learns that the as what's the klalim of Taisis? What do we come out of a Taisis? We come out, kol dolim gavar is a din in suffering. When there's muksik, that muksik is vaday chetzi shaloi, vaday chetzi shaloi, it's not a suffering. As we don't say kol dolim gavar. As in every suffering, kol dolim gavar. And muksik is, that's when there's a muksik. And kol dolim gavar is when there's a suffering. Frex of the Shiloh, the Fee Taisis, why in the Tzir of Manashlishi, why over there don't you say Kol Dolam Gava? Over there the Chaluk is Eina Yechoyle Liyasemis. As you can't say Chalukah. As why over there don't you say Kol Dolam Gava? As what is the Eilam Taina on such a question? What is the Eilam Taina means the Eilam should answer? No. Oh, Zokter Rabbeinu Peretz, Taisis answers the question too. Zokter Taisis Rabbeinu Peretz, over there you're a Muxik. As by a Muxik, you can't say Kol Dalam Gava. As when you can't say Chaluka, as then you go to. When you have no other choice, you go to Heimuna Chachi Yavelio. But Kol Dolam Gavar is when there's no Muxik, when there's a Sufik. But over here, there's no Sufik. It's Vade Chetzis. We can't do Kol Dolam Gavar. As we may look, that's what the Taisis Rebbeinu Peretz speaks out. Okay. This is the. Now let's go to the beginning of Taisis. Taisis is Miyasid, that in the Mishnah, the Chalukah is Midin Vadai. Because Anan Sadi the Chetzi Hu Shaloi. As Reb Nochum and Reb Shloima and Reb Nochum, now we have the Chedusha Yeshuri, Reb Ober, they make a Gevaldik Adir in Taisis. They say that there's a Mishnah in Baba Kama, Memhei, the famous Mishnah of Moitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya. That's the standard din of Cheskis Mamin. That why do you get it? You're holding on to it. It's becheskas that it's yours. Why does Taisis bring in the words anan sadi de mai de tofis hai de deyu? Why does Taisis have to come on to the words of anan sadi? Typically with the regular klal of amoytzi mechaveroi olav araya. He's a muksik in chetzi. He's a muksik in chetzi. How do you look at it when you have two people holding on the whole thing? You look at it, he's a muxik in half, he's a muxik in half. as the klal should be, amotzi mechaveroi olav araya. As why does Tosis have to use the words anan sabi? Muchach in Tosis that there is no din of amotzi mechaveroi olav araya in the Mishnah. When two people are holding on a talis, we look at it kiilu each one is a muchsik on the whole thing. The mocker of what they're saying is a mefurish gemara on beis amid beis. The Gemara asks, why in the Mishnah according to the Chachamim don't you say amaytzi mechaveroi olav araya? And with the Gemara beis amid beis, because tavayu tafsiba. Rashi says tavayu tafsiba kula, because there's no din amaytzi mechaveroi olav araya. As why is there no din moitzi mechaver veray in the Mishnah? Because tavayu tafsiba. Moitzi mechaver veray is when one's holding and no one else. But when two are holding together, grada b'may ma'amuska, klapi everyone else in the world, there is a moitzi mechaver veray. But klapi these two that are holding it equally, one connected the other one, being that they're holding it equally, there's no moitzi mechaver veray. As Taisa says, okay, there's no Moitzi Mechavel Varaya, but there's an Anan Sadi. Where did Taisa get this Anan Sadi from? The marker of Taisa is the Gemara on Gimel Amid Aleph. It's not Taisa's Kiddush. The Gemara on Gimel Amid Aleph says, Anan Sadi, the Mai the toughest, the Dehu, that his half that he's holding on is his, Anan Sadi, the Mai the toughest, the Dehu, that half is his. As this Taisis that says there's an Anan Sadi that half is his, is a Mefurishi Gemara on Gimel Amid Aleph. Aye, we're saying Rashi holds not that way. Rashi holds that it's Momin Amutu V'Savi Chogin. As Pashis, you would learn, Rashi holds there's no Anan Sadi. But it's a Gemara. But if you look at the Gemara on Gimel Amid Aleph is talking about Klapi Chiv Shvua. It's not talking about the Psak of Yachloiku. Tosis took the Gemara on Gimel Amid Aleph that was talking about Linyan Shvua, there's an Anan Sadi, and Tosis took it a step further and says that's the reason for Yachloiku. Rashi will be Choylik on Tosis. Rashi will learn it's a reason for Shvua. The Anan Sadi is good enough to make a Shvua, or Manish good enough to make a Din Yachleiku. That's not an Anan Sadi Gom, the Gam. Okay. This is Shlav Aleph. Anan Sadi, B'derech Klal, means there's a Umdana. As what's the Umdana that half is his? Why is there Umdana that half is his? What's the Pshat? What's this umdana? It's koydim called when Yasid Taisis says umdana, not moksa. Okay, what does this umdana mean? As Rav Shloima Haimitz in the Chedushei Rav Shloima seminar, it's Ramish Kedai to see it inside. I see the Olam brought it. They should make photocopies, give it around. Night say to whoever's in charge. It's Kedai to see it inside. He says it's the Gishtik. Zog Rav Shloima Haimitz. B'derech Klal, when you have an Anan Sadi by Cheskes Mamin, it means the Gemara in Shvuas Mem Bava Mitbeis Achzuki Inish Beganiv Loi Mechzakina. The Gemara says if you walk over to a guy and you say what's in your hand is mine, your shirt is mine, your pen is mine, I like your watch is mine, Zag the Gemara, you're not believed. Even if you were the Marikama, we know at one point it was yours. You walk over to the guy and you're saying, that's mine. Everyone knows it was mine once upon a time. I had that watch, I had that thing. Why? There's a umdana. Yidna not ganovim. There's a umdana that you sold it to me. This is the famous Gemara in Shvuos. Chzuki inish beganev loy mechzakina. Zog the Gemara, if it's takin asuya lahashel lahaskir, then you don't say Avzugein ish beganav leinu zakina, because maybe he lent it to him. But by dvarim she'ein asuyim lahashel, and it's not something that the derech is to lend it to you, as you say Avzugein ish beganav leinu zakina. Adikan the Gemara. As Rav Shloima assumes that the Anan Sadi over here is the svara of Avzugein ish beganav leinu zakina. What does a svara mean? An umdana. Like, you know, chazok ein alum pareya tegzmanai. It's an umdana. A svara. As chazoka, people are not kanovim. It's a svara that it belongs to you. Reb Shloima asks on himself that he assumes it means the Gemara in Shavuos, that the Gemara says in Baba Basa Lamed Vav that by goydris animals there's no chazuki inish began of loyim zekinan. Why? Because animals walk; they can walk on their own into your barn. As if you have an animal, it's not a raya that you're not a ganav because maybe it walked on its own. And the Mishnah Roichev Manig is even by animals. As over there, it's not shayach chazuki inish began of loyim zekinan. That is Reb Shloimeh's big question on himself. However, Reb Shloimeh's Meram is at the end of his shtickle, and this question Reb Chanan asks in Kovitch Yurin on Tosis in Baba Basa Lamed Dalet Amid Beis that says like us, and Reb Nochum asks in Shuri Reb Nochum that Lefize is a Pela HaGadol. How could Tosis say by Mona Shlishi? Shneyem uchzakim, and there's an anansadi. The chetzi shaloi, the chetzi shaloi. Hooray, over there is not shaykh the svarvach, zuki inish beganach, loim echzakinon. Why does the Bala Pikadon have it? Because someone gave it to him. We know the Bailim gave it to him. As where's the zuki inish beganach, loim echzakinon, bechlal. We know two people gave it to him. We know one gave 201. The whole svar of Zuke Inish Beganev is not. For oi, it's Eina Yechoyle Liyas Emes. What is a umdina? A umdina means misvara, we think a certain way. Misvara, you can't think something which is not Emes. If misvara, you think something that's not Emes, that's krum. That's not a svara. What's made the umdina? A umdina she Eina Yechoyle Liyas Emes. Tasei Zishkin svara, it's Eina Yechoyle Liyas Emes. Yeah. As Reb Shloimeh wants to say, Enochinami, that's the teretz of the Gemara. Reb Chanan is doicha Reb Shloimeh, and he says, so what was the Havamina? If you learn like Reb Shloimeh, what was the Havamina of the Gemara to ask the question, Meikar, number one. Number two, Tosis is not meduyik like Reb Shloimeh. The Fee Reb Shloimeh, the teretz is, there's no anansadi. If there's no anansadi, you're not a muchzik. As what's the teretz of Einach Luka Yechoy Elias Emes? It's Eichetim Sire say, you're not a muchzik. The Gemara is not mashma that way. The Gemara is mashma, there's muchzik kais, and Kluka Yechoy Elias Emes. Tosis says over and over again, there's two klolim, Chazaka, Kluka Yechoy Elias Emes. The Fee Reb Shloimeh, Chaluka Yechoy Elias Emes is a tonight when you're a muchzik. It's not two klolim. But even more sharp, Tosis says by Arba the Chalukah is Yechoyle Liyas Emes, so you should say Chalukah, but there's no Muchzik. Lefi Reb Shloimeh, the Chalukah Yechoyle Liyas Emes is just a way of saying you're not. There's no Anansadi. As what's Tosis handling by Arba should be Chalukah Yechoyle Liyas Emes. It's just like Chetim said, he say you're not Muchzik. Last question, the Rabbeinu Peretz. The Rabbeinu Peretz says, by Mona Shlishi, even though Ein Chaluka Yechoy Lelias Emes, but you're Muchzik, and that's why you don't say Yehuda. We're foolish in the Rabbeinu Peretz that you're still called a Muchzik. As we can see, even if you didn't get the seven Cheshboinis, it's Shvel. Lamaisa, the Gemara is not Mashma that way. The Lashon of the Gemara is it's a Tznai in Chaluka, not that you're not a Muchzik. Rabbeinu Peretz says clearly you're a Muchzik. Tosis is Meduyik, it's a Klal Bifnei Atzma. Yeah. V'oid, what was the Havamin of the Gemara? Yeah. As thus is Kilu, the Shaila She'ein Aleihem Shuva. That is not the Pshat in Tosis. Tosis does not mention Echzuki in Ishbegane Bloy Mechzikina. Reb Shloimeh Hyman, many years in Ishtikul Torah, did. Tosis does not mention it. Loizu Haderech, Loizu Ha'ir. Loizu Hapshat in Tosis. As what does Tosis mean, Anan Sadi? Zok Reb Chama, and Zok Reb Nochum. In this Tosis, rather Reb Shimon also goes Simon Dalet, he bangs Reb Shloimeh on that. Well, he's Cholek on Reb Shloimeh also, very strongly. It doesn't mean Yechzuki in Ishbeganet. As we have the Beis Din HaGadol Shal Rosh Yeshiva Shehalach Keneged Reb Shloimeh, Loizu Hapshat. But what is Pshat? Zagreb Hanan and Zagreb Nachum. In unsere Taisa state, you say that when someone is holding on to something, it makes an anansadi, then it's his. Bezdin sees it, mistomits it, when two people are holding on to something, mistomits both of them. Not mishumerzukinish began of loy mezakinat. It's not based on a umdin of misvara, it's a din. Rabbi Chanan in Shir one time said, if there wouldn't be such a din, people wouldn't be able to live and function. Everyone would walk over to you. Ooh, I like your wash. It's mine. Ich efshar. Yeah. How could it ever be? Yeah. Especially if he owned it once. If he was a Marikama, he move on. But everyone that was a Marikama would be able to come over. As it has to be, there's such a din that when you're holding on to something, there's an umdina that it's yours. Not even when there's not Shaykh Zukinish Began of Leim is a din. The Becheskas is that it's yours. And Reb Nachum added, Kedarku Bekoidish, after the vote, he was Madaik in Lashon Daisis. He says, Choshiv. Ki'ilu. What's mean choshev ki'ilu? If there's a umdina demuchach, erzukinish began of loy mezakinan, it's not choshev ki'ilu, we know for sure. Choshev ki'ilu is mashma, it's not a real umdina. It's a din, it's a halacha, it's an aga. It doesn't bother us if it's eina yechoil aliyas emes. If it's a svara, a umdina misvara, like chazaka ein adam poireya toich zmanoi, chazaka ein adam oimer gerigereshin b'fnei yishtay umeinu megureshes, if it's a chazaka misvara, if it's ein yechoy lelias emes, it's not a good svara. Oh, but if it's not a chazaka, a umdina misvara, if it's a din, a locha, an hagen dine mominis, that we look at it a certain way, it's becheskas a certain way, as then we don't care if it's any yechoyle liyasem. It's just like by shnei shvilim. One guy walked on one road, another guy walked on the other road. We know there's tumah on one of the roads. Both of them are tar, because both of them have a cheskes taira. We know someone's for sure tameh. We don't care. That's the dinam of chazak. It's anhog and din. Even if it's any yechoyle liyasem, but we have anhoga. Chazak tells us to look at it a certain way. As a non-sadi tells us to look at it a certain way. Yeah. Rav Nachum says, I don't know where the din came from, but kach kosi b'toisis, there is such a din. Rav Chanan said a shprach that ki'ilu, it has to be that way, or else l'shav kishayi, l'chol beria, because it has to be there is such a din. Abadas is the vod. As why is he zeicha? Midin chazaka, there's a cheskes mamon, because the stomach is, when two people are holding it, it belongs to both of them. That's what they, because that was their big chiddush b'das Tosis in the Anan Sadi. Now to fear ois, lefi divrayim as it comes out. So it's not your. There's a cheskes mamon on chetzi. There's an Anan Sadi on chetzi. No, the word is the chazaka says that half of it belongs to you. It's a chazaka, but it's a lower level chazaka. And this is another big chiddush that you need to understand what they're saying. The highest level chazaka is moitzi michaver alvaraya. In order to win moitzi michaver alvaraya, you have to bring Eidim. If you bring Bari, if you bring Roy, the Gemara says, Zek how gado b'tayra, ha moitzi michaver roi alvaraya. Roy in kol ha-tayra works, in Isurim, in Nefashis. Aba kenegin a muchzik, that's the strongest kayach that there is. Roiv doesn't work. That's the famous Gemara in Baba Kama Memhei. But that's only when you're a muchzik gomer. Muchzik to the point of moitzi michaver roiv olav araya. In our sugya, there is no moitzi michaver roiv araya. Why? Because tavayu tasiba. That's the diak in Taisis. It's only an anan sadi. A zeh muchzik ba yoiser mizeh. But the muksikais is a lower level muksikais. That it makes an anansadi, a din to look at it that way, but it's not a muksik gomer. And that's the second shlav, the second chiddush that's coming out of this. So someone asked me, that Tosis starts off an Ansadi, and then Tosis two lines later on calls it a Muksik? Yes, because an Ansadi is Muksik. The Rishonim say, Ze Muksik b'chetzi yoyser mizeh. Yes, it's a Muksik. But it's a Muksik mishum an Ansadi. The Ansadi is that it's b'cheskes chetzi. There's one Muksik because physical holding. I'm holding on to it. No one else is holding on to it. That is the strongest muksikos in the world. When I'm holding on to it and no one else is holding on to it, that muksikos is called Amoitzi Michaver Avaraya. That's the strongest level. You can come with Roiv, you can come with Baris, you can't break it. It's the strongest muksik in the world. In our Mishnah, Tavayu Tafsiba, you don't have Sug Aleph muksikos. You don't have the strongest level. You have Sug Beis, Anan Sati. And that's why, even though Tosis says it is kivadai, but it's not vadai mamish. You need a psak of yachloikum. Still a psak in Bezdin. Einach luka yichol liyasemes. You don't paskin it. This is the mahalich of Tosis. That's what Gedolei Rabbi Seinu, Bochber, was miyasidus. Let's go step by step in Tosis. Diyuk number one. Tosis doesn't say Moitzi Mechaveil Verayah. Tosis says Anan Sadi. That's the diyuk of Reb Ober. The diyuk of Reb Shleima. The diyuk of Reb Nochum. That's Mamish Isaac. We're going with that. The Shaili is, so what is Anan Sadi? In that there was a shinui. Reb Shleima tried to sushtel it to a similar idea of Anan Sadi in Shas. But Reb Chanan, Reb Nochum, Reb Shimon all ask that it doesn't stim with the other place, and Tosis is not mitzayin to it. As therefore they said, over here is a new klal in muksikos, that besides the din of Moitzi Michaveil Varaya, but when you're holding on to something, it's Anan Sadi, you look at it, ki'ilu, it's yours. And that makes it becheskas, that it's yours. Thus is the Grada. That's, we're finished here. It's 111. We'll add a knitch. That'll make it even better. Noch besser. But it's mamish like if the shir. Close the Gemara. We're talking and learning. There's a Tosis in Baba Basra Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis that Reb Naftali and Reb Nochum Boyd, that even when you have Echzuki and Ishbaganev, Loi Mechzakinon, all it does is it makes you into a Muxi. The Umdin is not strong enough to be Makriya. It's not a Svara. All it does over there is it makes you into a Muxi. And Tosis says, if you're not toughest, Echzuki and Ishbaganev, Loi Mechzakinon doesn't work. As Lefize, what we're saying, that the Anan Sadi makes you into a Muxi, but Oidi talking, even in Achzuki in Ishbegan of Loimus Akinon, that's the way it works. There's no such thing as Umdinas that are Machriya on their own. It's always working. Because that's like after the whole Binyan. Okay, because that was the Binyan in Tosis. First we went through the Tosis step by step, each step in Tosis. Then we were Misamik in the beginning of Tosis to be Maimed it. Tomorrow we're going to learn the Rosh. And there are some Achrenim that say Tosis means like the Rosh. We are not going to go with those Achrenim. We will see there are big shinuyim between Tosis and the Rosh. This is Zalman, is the Yasid. Tosis and the Rosh are two different Malchim. Tosis and Baba Basra says like the Rosh and not like Tosis and us. We want to see step by step the Shinuyim, understand each one and understand what they say. That's the Avodah of tomorrow. We're going to rush in places of others.